clearly for me, it's who you work with. I used to be, for a bunch of years there, I was kind of a bit of a snob, and I thought, oh, I only want to work on shows that I like. And you realize, well, they don't come along that often, right? And it kind of quickly evolved to, I want to work with people I want to work with. And so, on the one hand, it makes my job as a line producer or a producer really simple, because I hire really good people. I really am arm's length. I, you know, theoretically, if I hire the right people, I don't have to do anything unless there's a huge problem that no one on the floor can handle, and then that's when I earn my money. Similarly, the opposite is if you get, I was on one show that a line producer quit 3 weeks before production. I was kind of flown in. I didn't have my keys. It was like the worst experience of my life. It turned out to be a terrible movie. It was a huge $16 million film. It started me smoking again. It was like the worst. And that wasn't a case of not working with great people. It was a case of a producer who was fighting above his weight. He just didn't know what he was doing. And it was incredibly frustrating for me because I'm the guy who wears it. You know, if the film falls apart, it's not like they go, who is the executive producer? It's like, okay, who is the producer? Okay, it's his fault. And it was, you know, bottom line, it was, although I didn't feel like it was, but that's the industry look at it. And, you know, now I'm not qualified to do huge features, but I couldn't care less. I'd rather work on nice indie things or, you know, TV comedies, like with nice people like Eugene Levy and like that.